Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where we have been battling the elements out here. I got Greg with us. Greg, how are we doing?
I feel like we live in Oregon right now.
It's ridiculous. I think over the last 3 weeks.
I mean, it's May 20-something, and freaking it's below 60 degrees out.
Yeah, it was not a very good
pool
weekend.
What is Mother Nature doing?
It was not a pool weekend for Memorial Day, for sure.
No, not at all. I mean, it would be a cold plunge day if cold you plunge went to day, a pool.
Which I could probably use right now.
I had a nice ice bath on Monday after Murph. It was nice.
There you go. Well, we're back here with us. We've got episode 8. We're going to talk about the rain. We're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about golf. We are here, two guys looking to try to feel good, look good, and play good at golf as we talk over our challenges, over our journeys, over our adventures. We appreciate everybody joining in with us. Follow us along on YouTube. Follow us along on any sort of platform that you use to listen to podcasts. Please like, follow, share, tell your friends, tell everyone about us as we are going through our chase to be better golfers. And I will tell you right now, I don't know about you, Greg, but golf is like the last thing I'm able to do right now.
Yes and no. I'm very busy at being a dad right now, but I did get out this weekend and you know, weather bearing, I'm able to get to the range in the morning, probably maybe twice a week. But barring on the last two practice sessions I had, and I think I texted you about those.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know what I'm doing on the range. Like I hit an entire bucket of balls that were hosel rockets, and then I probably had good contact on like five of them one day, and then the next day I went through and I was just hitting everything thin, and I was like, oh boy. I played Saturday afternoon, and I thought it was going to be a absolute S show of a round, and luckily I got there early, but like I didn't hit any balls. I just kind of was just like, I don't even want to go in with any.
You want to save those, save the good swings for the round.
Played decently, didn't hit the ball extremely well. Once again, tee ball screwed me over. Ended up shooting a 91, but it was. I think I lost more balls than I had in probably Fairway Fit Cup and Gents Cup combined in one round. I think I lost 8 balls.
Just off the tee?
All off the tee except for one. One I dunked in, I like just snap hooked it and dunked it in the water.
Now you played at your local course out in South Riding. Played with friend of the show, Nick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Schwartzy was with us and
good vibes guy.
We had an even bigger vibes guy that was he was. I brought my assistant out for his third round of golf ever, and he brought his buddy from high school and college. That
awesome.
I didn't even realize that he went to the school that I coach at, but he was there. He said he wasn't much of a sports player. He said he played JV lacrosse 1 year, and that's about it. But he was even more vibes. Good high energy guy. Was really into posturing and moving my assistant as he was getting ready to swing. It was very enjoyable. He was pretty good. He was pretty solid until about maybe hole 13, 14 when he might have been a little overserved. And kind of fell apart after that. But he was a blast to play with. But it was funny. Like being that spectator from like 100 yards away and seeing him like move my assistant's hips and move his feet and be like, swing like this.
That's awesome.
This is what my dad taught me. He was just like, oh, dude, just let him play. But it was a good time. I mean, I tried to get out on Monday before the rain, and it just, the morning was kind of crazy at our house, so didn't get out there. But
Tuesday, but yeah.
Tuesday, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm kind of in the same boat. It's weird, like, the rain gives me some more time off from youth sports, but doesn't allow me to get, obviously, out on the golf course.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, so my little guy has been officially rained out for 3 straight weeks of Little League. So I think on the calendar,
you're going to have like a 2-week period of time where you're going to have games every day, aren't you?
Well, so we're supposed to have 4 this week, and we're not going to, obviously, we've already lost 2. The way the rain happened today and the day before, I don't know if the fields will dry out for tomorrow. I mean, it's going to be iffy. It's not
be high 70s.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's
the wind blowing.
I don't know if it's the sun. I don't know if it's going to be enough sun and enough time. I mean, you know, I did fields for a long time. It's going to be close. And I don't know if the county has enough crews out there to get them all ready.
Does anybody know a guy with a helicopter where he could just, you know,
I think we need
blow
to
blow all that water right off.
Forget the helicopter. I think you need to just light the infield on fire.
Ooh, that'd
I
be
mean,
cool
I,
too.
I've done that. I've been a part of doing that before. It is a show. It's a little scary, a little intense at times.
Controlled burn. Controlled.
Sure.
Burn.
Controlled as much as guys that think they know what they're doing can do. But yeah, so I mean, he's got today rained out. Tomorrow's got a game. Friday's got a game. I mean, and then now they're calling for another inch of rain on Friday and Saturday. Eight. So. It just does not look good.
What about a nice blowtorch? I think I would use a blowtorch.
Have you seen the guy does his driveway with a blowtorch for snow?
No, but that's something that I would do if I had a big driveway and I didn't want to shovel it. I mean,
oh yeah,
I use shoveling snow as like my workout of the day sometimes.
I'd agree, but a blowtorch is pretty cool too. I mean,
yeah, it is. Especially
it might take precedent over I could get my workout done a different way. I don't know if I could always use.
Well, you would save so much extra time using the blowtorch.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so we'll see how it goes. He has gotten, it's just been ridiculous. The weekends have been okay. We've been able to get out a little bit for softball games on the weekends, but I did play some golf as well too. I was able to hit balls one day this weekend over the nice Memorial Day holiday. And then I played 18 on Monday. We had 7 teenage girls spend the night on Sunday night.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
It wasn't bad, actually. They were very well behaved and stuck them in the basement, locked the door, but, you know, kept them quiet down there. But no, they
threw bags of snacks down the stairs every year.
They were very well behaved. They had a fire pit for a while, watching TV out there. Then they moved the movie inside.
Oh, you put the big projector out, or did you?
No, just the TV. Just moved the TV out. It's just easier to get it out.
I didn't get a notification that you needed to use anything.
It's only when we get the ESPN app. I think we got them all now. I did just to send you the code. Can you please type this in, even though you're 45 miles away? But now they moved back in, and then when they got up in the morning, the wife was like, hey, why don't you go play golf? And I was able to get out, called a buddy, called my our good buddy of the show, Steve, and who's my plus handicap buddy, and went out and played with him and his dad. A lot of fun. Nine bogeys and one birdie.
I was following along on the grant, and
it was a weird round.
I think I started, like I saw that you had started a round, and I was like, oh, okay, let me check this out. And I think I caught you like right at like 4 holes in, and you had gone bogey, 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 bogey. And I almost thought about sending you a text like, hey, right the ship and just don't blow up here.
So I did.
But then I checked it like probably, you know, 45 minutes, an hour later, and you had righted the ship, had a solid front nine, I think, what, 38?
No, 41, 39 41. On the day. So
okay.
It was a little weird. It was a weird round. So I wanted to hit a good ball off the tee. Ended up having a ball on a side hill lie. Thinned it to the right. Didn't get up and down. 2, very similar. Just didn't get up and down. 3, scrambled all over. I should have probably parred it. Made a bad putt there. 4, it's just a tough hole. I mean, that's 4 is awful. I was in the worst spot possible. Hit a really good chip. 2 putted for bogey. And you're right. I went bogey, 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 bogey start. And five's one of my favorite driving holes. And I just tried to unleash it. And if you remember the timer, I was up on the tee box of three.
Oh, yeah.
So I was over in that direction.
The stone wall.
But I did not find my ball.
Oh, better.
And so I had to lay up. And this is kind of where things kind of went the right direction. From 98 yards, I lipped one out. It was like we actually all of us thought it was going in. It lipped to about and stayed about a foot away. So I ended up tapping in for par. That's kind of how I wrote the ship there, and then made a 3-putt bogey on the next hole, which was great.
You struggle on that one par three. That's right.
Yeah,
next to
the right. I actually hit the green. I just was on the farthest point away from the hole. I think it was weird. I've been really working on.
You need to start aiming at the tree line on the right side, because you always put it on that left side whenever the pin is on the right side.
Yeah, it's like a reverse magnet. It just pushes it away. But it was weird. I've been really working, like, the whole day on the range on Saturday. I've been really working on trying to eliminate coming over the top of my first movement with my hands. And so my focus, I was kind of like baseball, trying to hit the inside part of the ball when I come through. And all the things I've been watching over the last couple of days, the more I keep working on that, if I don't close the club face, I block everything a little bit to the right. And that's what's my miss. And it was a consistent miss for 18 holes, which really wasn't too bad. I was able to keep it consistently offline to the right, but it just didn't help a lot. So I was able to at least kind of right the ship a little bit, parred seven, parred eight, parred nine, did bogey 10 and 11. 11 again hit a ball. I lost two balls and shot an 80, so I wasn't too upset. But on 18...
You finally conquered 18.
Well, so it was funny. So playing with my buddy Steve, like he's a plus 3.8, like, and he shot 75. So I really wasn't too upset. But you know, he still had 3-4 birdies around, and it was pretty crazy. Just to watch him play, so consistent, just methodically gets around the course. Well, he pulled 3-wood on 18, and I was like, okay. I mean, I'm hitting hybrids. I go, that's really not that far off. Of distances wise, and he even said, he goes, he should have hit hybrid. And so I was able to take hybrid. I was about 247 out to the pin, and I was like, you know what, if I eagle the hole, I can still shoot 79. And you know, I mean, my miss is normally right, so if you're right, the night miss is better on 18, because it just kind of puts you towards the 10 tee box.
Tiny dog leg there.
So I flushed it. And he goes, hey, how was that? I was like, I go, honestly, I'm either 10 feet or in the hole. I go, I can't see the ball. And I was about 10 feet from 247 yards away, hit right on the front of it and just rolled up close. Missed the eagle putt, of course, because that just keeps things consistent for the round. Tap in birdie to shoot 80. So, you know, it was, and it was, we joked about it because it was.
What putter were you using?
I'm back to my Odyssey double, not the two ball putter. I'm back to the blade putter. Yeah, I only used the two ball for like three rounds and it was a disaster. So
yeah, I respect like the. I understand, like, because I mean I watched our buddy Jim putt with the lab putter and everything like that. It's just that would mess with my eyes. I think the reason why I've only always like bought and played with blade putters is because I think that just like the, like even like your double ball one and like just the mallet style putters and whatnot, I think they all just like mess with my eyes and I can't do that.
Well, I putted with the two ball putter for almost 15 years. So I actually do like it. I don't have a problem with it, but it's not been the one, not a go-to right now. I like the Odyssey, it's a double wide blade, so it's a little bit bigger than the thinner blade, which I kind of like a little bit to help keep the alignment and everything. So, but like I said, I didn't putt it bad. I had 32 putts, which isn't good, but isn't bad. I just didn't get up and down. 9 bogeys, but all my bogeys were bogeys. Like I didn't, even when I hit the ball out of bounds on 11 or had to make a drop on 11, I ended up hitting to the right of the green, chipped it, and made like a 12-footer. So being able just to save bogey on a lot of rounds is a good thing. So, but Steve and I joked, it was like, it was one of those rounds where you kind of wish you hit it worse or you hit it better. It was kind of in the between, like, where do we go from here type thing.
I want to say, what was it? Wasn't last summer, maybe the summer before, when I had like probably 15 rounds that I finished at 80. It's like, I'd almost rather shoot an 85 or a 79. Like, it's one of those rounds where, just like you and Steve said, like, I mean, you almost wish you would have either played
give me an 86.
Out or shot that.
Or give me an 86, 87. That would have been like, would have made more sense.
80 is probably not going to move your handicap much.
It actually dropped it, believe it or not. Yeah, it was a 4.4 to a 4.3. So
it must have been playing hard that day then.
No, it was a 4.4, 4.3. I think, I don't know. Maybe something just fell off that I had up there, like an 82 or something like that, that I was able
to
slide in front of.
I'm just climbing because all of my low rounds are falling off and getting replaced with this.
I did love the comment the other day that your handicap's starting to look like an ACT score.
Yeah.
That was pretty. I got a little chuckle out of that one. So that
I thought that was an original one. I actually liked that one before. Even as I said it, I was like, "This is either going to either hit with everybody or nobody knows what an ACT score is."
Oh, I don't think anyone knows what an ACT score is in that group, but it still probably made them chuckle a little bit. Yeah. As long as we're not getting to the SAT type.
I mean, my first SAT score was pretty bad.
So I mean, life's kind of got in the way. I don't know what we got coming up next over the next couple of days. I'm going to try to get over there, at least hit some balls. But I want to try to really work. And I know something that we talked about a couple shows ago was having that intentionality. And I think you've been able to get some of that information I sent you about how to practice and some different things. So I can't say I've been the best on putting my plan down as of lately in the last few weeks. I feel like I've been overwhelmed with a lot of different things. And it sounds like you're kind of done the same. I mean, outside of our fitness, I mean, you crushing your fitness almost to where it's almost obsessive now for you. But I think I've done a pretty good job keeping my 4 to 5 days a week as well, too. The weekends are just hard right now. Yeah, and coming off of the cold, in which you guys probably could hear in my voice a little bit. I'm still a little bit beat up from there, but I did fight through them.
You sound like a man.
I fought through them. Now it's kind of hitting the house a little bit. The wife's kind of got her cough and cold going through. So I don't know. I don't know what's next, but hopefully we got to figure it out, and we'll tell you guys why here at the end of the show. But
well, my thing is I think almost the way I should go back to practicing, because I feel like maybe it screwed me up a bit, was when I started like differentiating my practice to like say, I'm going to the range and I'm just working on this. I'm going to the range and I'm just working on this. The only thing that I can say that has benefited me astronomically is the days that I bring two wedges and a putter and I hit a bunch of wedges on the practice green at South Riding, and then I hit a bunch of putts.
Yeah. I would say days, like my practices are that's what I've been very good at. I literally on Saturday, I probably hit 100 pitching wedges. And what I was working on swing mechanics. I was working on golf swing. And after I did that, I did hit some drivers because that is a weakness of mine that I need to make a weapon of mine. And then I always just end hitting wedges back and forth to two different targets. They're not really flags out there. They're just poles, But you got to remember, it's one thing I've always talked about, and I did this a lot when I was coaching. You either are working on golf swing or you're working on golf shots. And so you've got to be able to dictate the two. And if you're working on golf swing, don't try to hit a draw. Don't try to hit this, hit that. And that does help me a little bit with the focus. But the info I've sent you, it's got a lot of drills and stuff in there. I will say,
my short game saves me a lot. Like, I mean, the way that I hit the ball off the tee and the amount of lost balls, I should have shot over 100. But, like, the way that I like chipped around the greens if I did miss a green, or recovery shots with an iron type thing. Like those were what was saving me from like having like ash. Now I did take a quad on a par five. I did take a triple on a par four. So it's not like I had just astronomically bad holes here and there, but I mean, it was like, all right, I'm dropping two, hitting three, and then, you know, parring that ball. But the thing that the day that I just worked driver and three wood, I feel like the next day when I went to hit irons, like just everything fell off. Like I was like, all right, let me just take long irons today and then like work my way down, because like I actually, like I said, really enjoy my just walking into the club with a 54, 58 and my putter. And that's my work for the day is doing that. And just basically hitting, you know, 60 wedges and then 40 putts and then going to work.
Yeah. I listened to a good podcast about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, that talked about if you have 60 minutes, you know, if you broke it up in two 30 minute sections, you want to do, it's like you want to do 20 minutes off the tee, 10 minutes iron play, 20 minutes putting, 10 minutes chipping. And if you look at a round, the driver sets up. I mean, you're going to hit more balls off the tee. You're going to hit 18 balls off the tee, plain and simple. Now, and obviously those, you know, the par threes mixed in. So saying you're playing 14 shots where you're either probably hitting a long iron hybrid three wood driver, and then you're going to hit 30 putts. So if you look at it, it really is only like other 35 to 40% of the game is iron play and chipping. Now, chipping's huge. Don't get me wrong. Short game, round the green type stuff. But, you know, if you broke up 60 minutes in that demeanor, and, you know, right now I look at when I go to the range, I look at, I have a 60 minute window. Now, there's days I'm there for 90 minutes, but, you know, look at a 60 minute window. But I'm with you. Like I do think, for both of us, we got to get off the tee better.
Yes. And I almost want to go back to like how, and this was kind of my practice format last summer. Cause once again, golf shots is like, I want to start just going to it and not being like, okay, I just want to focus on this, because let's face it. Like if you can repeat it over and over and over again, that's great. But once again, I'm hitting a driver, then 20 minutes later, 10 minutes later, I might be hitting a driver again because I'm hitting another iron. So like, I want to kind of go back. I'm kind of thinking about playing with the idea of going back to just basically bring my whole bag and then mentally playing holes throughout the entire time and making sure that I'm picking targets in the driving range. And okay, like, let me visualize this hole and play each hole where I'm hitting, okay, I'm hitting a driver, all right? That wasn't great. Now I'm hitting like, you know, a five iron that I need to hit like basically kind of 200 yards and, you know, towards the right here. And
yeah, man, I've heard that a lot about like when you warm up for rounds, obviously after you're done and warming up, you almost want to visualize and play
your first tee shot.
First tee shot to two holes, two, three holes, like just play it all the way through.
Tiger always finished his warm up with five straight tee balls that he was going to hit on the first
hit on number one
hole.
There you go. But you got to warm up.
No, Tiger is also,
he's pretty good.
He's fairly decent at golf.
He's pretty good. But yeah, so hopefully we get ourselves back on the right track. I mean, it's a tough time. You know, give us 3 weeks and we'll be able to probably get things a little bit more straightened out.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes, since we're both of us are coming to our summertime. Yeah. So, all right. So one thing that you sent me a couple weeks ago,
our 60 minute range sessions might turn into, you know, 6 hour range.
Yeah. And maybe an hour of putting, an hour. Yeah. So definitely could be. But you know, a couple weeks ago, you sent me a post that kind of started a conversation. And I think over about a couple of days, we talked about this through text message. And so we're going to bring it up, you know, and we'd love to hear other people's opinions and different things. And I'm going to post it here. So if you follow us on YouTube, make sure to take a peek at the screenshot up here now. But it was a pick two. It's kind of an a la carte type thing. You can only pick two out of these six options. So let me go through these six options, and I think we're going to talk about our two choices, which sounded like they were similar, but maybe a little bit different at the same time. So if you had an opportunity to pick two things, what would they be? So number one, be a lifetime tickets to the Masters. Number two, a $200,000 salary to make golf content for a living. Number three, a lifetime membership to a club of your choice. Number four, never double bogey again. Number five, 50 golf lessons from Scottie Scheffler. And number six, two free golf trips a year with the boys. So let me real quickly, I'll go back through these six just in case you missed it. Check it out on the screen if you have it with you. Lifetime tickets to the Masters, 200K salary to be a golf influencer, a lifetime membership to a club of your choice, never double bogey again, obviously in a golf round, 50 golf lessons with Scottie Scheffler, and two free golf trips for a year with the boys.
I got my two.
So before we do our two, let's eliminate the obvious one. Because I got one that's kind of obviously I'm going to eliminate right off the bat. And is there one that you would just throw out immediately?
Yes, and it's probably going to piss a lot of people off.
Okay. So what's the one you would throw out?
Lifetime tickets to the Masters.
Lifetime tickets to the Masters. So that's not in my top two.
I don't want to be that jerk that's like, yeah, I go every year. I want to be involved with the people who be like, yeah, I finally won the lottery. I finally put in and I got tickets. And I'm down here for the first time. I don't want to be that guy that is just like, yeah, you know what? This shirt's from the 2025 shirt. And it's like basically 2050. And it's like, I've been here every year. You know what? It's not that special. Like, I think like going to Augusta and going to the Masters, I think that's like maybe a... Like it's a bucket list thing for me, but at the same time, I think like max, I think it's like 2 to 3.
Yeah,
and then you might kind of be over it.
Yeah, I'm with you on it's not in my top two. I mean, I could definitely confirm with you on that. I definitely didn't look at it that way. Is I didn't want to be the snobby guy that went to the Masters year.
Can you be like, oh, well, actually, my family owns Augusta, and I just go there every single year. Like,
I mean, if I owned Augusta, I would probably brag about that a little bit, but. But that's not really, I feel like if one of them works out, I'm going to be going to the Masters a couple of times and I just don't have the availability every year. So I don't have that in my top two, but the one that I threw out off the top was the 50 lessons with Scottie Scheffler for a couple of reasons. It's one, I think if I really wanted lessons, I don't think I would go to Scottie Scheffler. So I think the detail part there, I think Scotty's great. I watch a couple of videos with him, this TaylorMade stuff. But yeah, I don't need to shuffle the feet. But I think if I wanted lessons, there's probably better people out there to go get lessons from. Just if I really wanted to go there. So that one was kind of really easy for me to throw off the list. I would say probably the next one I would throw off would be the lifetime tickets. But again, like I said, really wasn't. It was more of the, I didn't want to be hooked to go in every year. I do sometimes like watching sporting events on TV. I do want to cross it off my bucket because I haven't been there. But it wasn't because I thought it was too snobby to go to the Masters.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I mean, just, I want to be with the people that, like, I don't want to go with the person that goes there every year and like, rents the nice house that's right down the street from Augusta. And
And
chips with you and hits a ball down the street like in the middle of the night after he wins it. I want to be with the person that's staying at like the Ramada Inn 45 minutes away that is like, you know,
is Ramada Inn a thing anymore?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Like the
Hilton. We'll just go with the Hilton.
I would say like motel. Like motel, if I'm going to the Masters, I'm spending a lot of money already. Micro hotel. Like that like $58 a night type hotel where you don't even get a little fridge in your thing. But
I would say around
I want to be that.
around the Masters
go
time.
Go to John Daly's Hooters and have a beer with him.
Around the Masters time, if you found a $58 hotel room, it would probably be in like Tennessee. That's how far away you'd probably have to be.
Touche. You're probably right about that.
But anyway, so there's two. What is there another one you would cross off your list?
I would also cross off the Scotty Scheffler because I don't think I would. I'm trying to keep my feet still and planted now. I don't know if a Scotty Scheffler regimen might fit my swing.
Yeah, I don't even know if it just said 50 golf lessons. Period. I still think I'd have to cross that off.
There's other reasons why I would do away with the lessons, even if it was just lessons from PGA.
Exactly. So all right. So when we're down to four, we've got a $200,000 salary. We got a lifetime membership to any club, never double bogey, and two free golf trips a year with the boys. So where are you at next? What are you taking off the list?
The next I would do away with is I would never double bogey again. Why? Because I want to be humbled every once in a while. I know I'm going to have an errant shot. I'm not a professional golfer. And tell you the truth, professional golfers still double bogey every once in a while.
You got to remember, it's saying never double bogey. It's not saying never triple bogey. Those are humbling.
I'm going to have those regardless for the rest of my life. I understand that.
Okay. I would say my next one I would take off would be the two free golf trips with the boys.
Okay, because that's obviously we're leaning towards the same one. Okay.
Yeah. All right. There's one that's going to kind of take care of a lot of these.
Well, exactly. One of them is going to take care of a majority of the other.
All right. So we're down to three. So let's go ahead and give me one that you would take and see if we're on the same.
$200,000 to play golf.
Yeah, so I think I'm right there with you. That would be my number one.
It's way more money than I make right now.
Yeah.
And it would basically allow me to, not that I don't have fun with the job that I do, not that I don't enjoy the job that I do.
I got you.
Employers, if you're listening,
shout out.
But the fact that if I can get paid to just go play golf and film my stupid antics and film my bad shots and my good shots, and people would laugh at it probably more so than me just going out there and being like, okay, I'm going to hammer out like 72s and 68s every single time. Like, I mean, not that those, I love watching Grant Horvat play. I love watching all these influencers play because they're super dang good. But at the same time, even if I'm not playing the best, if I get paid that much to just play golf the rest of my life, of course I would do that.
Yeah, so I think...
Because imagine you going to your wife and being like, hey, you got to go to work. And walking down the street and playing golf.
Yeah, so I think the $200,000 salary would take care of the golf trips I want to go on.
Exactly. It would take care of the golf trips. If I wanted to go get some lessons, I could go get some lessons.
And if I was
an influencer for golf, I'd probably get an invite to the Masters.
I was getting to that one too. But if you make 200 and I make 200, we're going on some pretty good golf trips. It's not just one of us.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
We may be taking that private jet we always wanted to do.
Exactly.
We could have a team at TGL. I mean, let's be honest here. So that kind of covers the Masters, tickets to the Masters. If we're influencers, I mean, I think we're going to be gifted tickets to the Masters. So I didn't need lifetime tickets to the Masters. And then the golf trips I thought was settled within there as well, too. We could kind of take care of that because if we're influencers, these courses are going to want us there. So, yeah, we may be paying for a little bit of it, but we're probably not paying for everything. And then, again, if I have $200,000... probably going to have lessons. I want to have opportunities to get lessons. So those are kind of why I crossed those all once I was able to get my $200,000 salary. But what's your other one? What's the number two?
Number two is definitely a lifetime membership to the club of my choice. Because I figure once again, I'm saving money. If I'm making $200,000 a year on business ventures with being a golf, just to play golf, and I'm not paying for my membership, then that's $200K a year that I can, one, can try and go to the Masters. Two, I can basically go on any golf trip.
You could be a member. Three, you could be a member at Augusta.
No.
You, well, you just said you could have a lifetime membership to anywhere you want to go.
Ooh,
you
can... that's true. But at the same time, would I want to play Augusta every day and have my butt kicked by it?
You don't need to play every day. But you're an influencer. You can go down the street and say, I have that opportunity.
That's true.
Yeah. So that was the gray area of mine.
The harder question is, if what club would you choose? I would probably choose Pinehurst because you get 10, 11 now, about to be 11. No.
About to be 11.
Yes, about to be 11 courses there. 10 open, about to be 11. That might be a solid course.
So,
because I could be like, oh, I can play 10 different courses, 11 different
one
courses.
Day, yeah.
I don't know about one day. That would be
a couple different ones in one day. So that's what I meant. So, but yeah, mine did come down to the never bogey, double bogey. That was one on my radar. But I mean, I'm going to have triple bogey. Just think about if you could tell me.
What would you rather have, a double bogey or a triple bogey to end your round?
I'm just saying, if you could tell me that you will never double bogey, think about how more aggressive you would play golf. And you would, I mean, you're talking about you're going to make more birdies because you just know double bogey's out of the picture.
Dude, I step up to every tee shot thinking that I'm going to par birdie this hole. And it never works out that way. Not much. But at the same time, like, I'm used to that. And to tell you the truth, if I got 200K and I got a membership where I get to play golf as much as you do, like, I'm gonna have money to go get lessons and go get good to the point where, you know what, a double bogey every once in a while compared to how many I have on the scorecard on Saturday, I don't know if that's going to be... I think that's worth my time.
Yeah, so I that was my number three. I was with you as number two as well, was with the lifetime membership. So we both chose the 200K salary in the lifetime membership. I do have a gray area in the lifetime membership, is that it gets the change depending on where I'm living. That was
ooh,
it.
That would be solid too. Like, cause
that was the only stipulation I wanted on that.
Where I live now. I mean, but tell you the truth, if I'm getting paid 200K a year, actually no, because Laura kind of keeps me here with her business. So, but when we retire,
but exactly.
Be,
so if I had
you're
a choice,
right, you're right. So that's a solid stipulation.
So here's
nitpick point.
If I lived in Florida, maybe I'm a member at TPC. You know, there's a lot of courses there. I could be Cabot Citrus. If I lived in, you know, in North Carolina, we're talking about Pinehurst. If I lived close to Augusta, maybe I'll join Augusta for the year.
Big Cedar Lodge out
there. Yeah, I mean, you name it, I could do it. But here it is, though. Right around here, what's the number one place you would be a member at?
South Ryan. No, I'm kidding.
Pleasant Valley, West Park. I'm bringing West Park back.
Sad. If I'm living where I'm living right now,
right where you are,
I would have to say Lansdowne just because I have two courses.
Okay. Trump has two courses.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. But I feel like
the second course never gets a lot of attention, but it does have two courses.
I forgot. It'd probably be one of those two, but I don't know if I'm good enough to play it at Trump. I've never played it. I played it when I worked there and it was Lowe's Island, but it was obviously redone by when he took it over, and I've not even been on site since.
I actually remember playing with, she's a colleague of mine. She teaches at Dominion with me, and she was a cart girl there. And I remember playing golf with her and a couple people when they opened the second course. They had like employee day, and I remember going out and playing there. Now, I think that's the only time I've played that one. I've played their championship course maybe less than a handful. So I mean, I'd say 2 to 3 times total. So I'm with you. I mean, it would be hard not to do Trump. But Lansdowne's also definitely, obviously,
the bad thing would be that I know I'd never win a club championship because I can't beat RP.
Yeah, I honestly thought you were going to Lansdowne with Stu, because Stu is the all-time tournament player over at Lansdowne. But
no, I think if I got 200K a year,
Oh yeah,
and a That's free true. Membership to Lansdowne. I think you give me a year or two, and I'm.
I mean, it's not just
Stew.
But it's not just 200K a year. It's 200K a year being a golf influencer. So that means we're
that's
sponsored.
Fine.
That
yeah,
means we've
exactly.
got clubs.
We got clubs and stuff.
I mean, so all what we waste. Well, I wouldn't say waste our money on right now in our lives. Well,
right now, sometimes I feel like I wasted money on it. I mean, I do believe I told you on.
Yes.
On Sunday that I have cleaned my clubs and I have cleaned my grips and it is going one of two ways. It is either going on eBay or it is going in the back of my car to try and practice the next day.
Which is very rare because you are usually the one that does not want to sell clubs. You're usually the ones that wants to keep clubs.
Yeah,
and I'm the one that usually wants to sell the clubs.
I'll just go back to my Nikes.
Back to your Nikes. Do you still have those?
Yeah, man. I'm keeping those. Those are the last set of clubs that Pops bought me.
I'm shocked that Anthony doesn't have them.
I got two. No. Well, technically right now, Kina has them. But,
okay.
But he's getting gifted. His father-in-law has given him a brand new set of, or not a brand new set, but a set of, it's a mixed bag of Callaway and Ping. And...
Get 20 rounds under his belt, and then he can figure it out.
But that's his starter round, because he wanted it. He won, funny story, long story short, he won $1,500 in bowling on, a Wednesday night league, and then next thing you know, he wanted to buy clubs, and I was like, dude, don't do that. I was like, just play with clubs, play with those clubs for a while. I was like, and he was like, I'm going to go get fitted. I was like, you don't need to. I was like, your swing's probably crap right now, and, after watching him, I was like, dude, I was like, don't go get fitted. I was like, don't go get fitted and then just figure out your swing and play with these and it's fine. I was like, or just buy a starter set for $400-$500.
Yeah. Facebook Marketplace, something
exactly.
like that. Should be
and
fine.
But then he said his father-in-law was giving him that. So I'm getting my clubs back and his father-in-law was oh, you know what? He was like, if you're into golf now, he was like, great. He was like, I'll give you mine and I'll go buy a new set.
There you go. Can he hit it though? Can he hit it?
He's athletic. He's a little stiff right now because he's got, I told him, I was like, you need to have, one swing thought in your head. I said, you, right? He was like,
but he's hitting the ball.
He's like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
He actually hits it pretty well. I mean, he gets around the course, and, I think that if he didn't have somebody moving his feet, his hips, and his arms every single time that he hit, he'd probably be a little
bit quicker.
It's
all in the hips. It's all in the hips.
A little bit quicker. And, tell you the truth, he's also one of those guys that, I think he probably buys the 48-pack of nitros or whatnot because as soon as he loses a ball, he's like, I don't care. I'm dropping it. He's like, I'll drop it right here. Is that good? And
that's
I'm like,
fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I was like, don't even worry.
That's fine.
But you know, that's one thing. Is because, I mean, Anthony had him. Then Devin, a buddy of mine, Andy, borrowed him and wanted him. He was like, dude, I played so well with these. Let me buy him. And I was like, no. And then Marquina borrowed him, and he wanted to buy him. And I was like, dude, I'm just gonna let you know. I was like, these are the last set of clubs that Pops bought me. So
yeah, they're keepers.
They're going to sit in my garage and I keep them clean and I make sure they're nice. And then, you know, they'll probably be like Brody's or Elise's set.
Yeah, they'll
when
be
they
a
get
little
guy
set before too long. So, but yeah, so if things work out for us, we're going to have a lifetime membership at a golf course and we're going to make 200K doing golf
awesome.
Content.
And tell you the truth, we have to be at two different clubs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Member guests will
be
100%.
Yeah. Member guests would be awesome. Yeah. And the fact that, we wouldn't be, choking each other out on 18 after you beat me on 18 for the club championship or something like that, it'd be much better.
No. Yeah. We'll definitely be able to do that. So, but yeah. So that was a lot of fun. Share in the comments.
Well, sorry for the break in action, but unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties in our final segment. And as we signed off. So I just want to make sure everybody checks this out next week as Greg and I will talk about our first stroke play event that we are competing in for the VSGA, the Virginia State Golf Association. But like always, see you at the 9th through the 9th. See you next week.